So, if God is omniscient, then doesn't he know that some people are going to misuse their free will?
Yeah.
Yes, he knows, but some people have to learn by that way only. Ultimately, it is Krishna has not made us into robots who are to be controlled. So we have to choose the right choice. And sometimes, some people have to learn in the school of hard knocks. So they do bad karma, they get terrible consequences, and they learn through that. So Krishna is there, the Paramatma, trying to guide them toward the right choices. But if they don't learn, then they have to learn an alternative. So it's Krishna's, the reconciliation between Krishna's omniscience and our free will is primarily in that Krishna always gives us choices. See, that means God's knowledge of the future is like our knowledge of the past. What does that mean? Our knowledge of the past is knowledge without control. I know what I did in the past, but I can't change it right now. So, similarly, when we say God knows the future also.
Not control.
It means that he chooses not to control.
Okay.
So that what Krishna knows is that, okay, this choice will lead to this consequence, this choice will lead to this consequence. He knows this, but it is up to us to choose. So in that sense, although he knows the future, it's not controlled. In the sense that he is not simply manipulating us like puppets. We do have free will and we do have the capacity to choose. No, the choices are up to us. So
the result of the choices, but whether
Srila Prabhupada was asked this. Srila Prabhupada basically said that the choices are up to us. And Krishna's omniscience, see, we sometimes have this whole notion that we talk about God's omniscience or his omnipotence like static attributes, like somebody has a height, you know, 5 feet 7 or a weight 72, whatever. So these are physical attributes which are associated with a particular body. But when we talk about God's omniscience, God's omnipotence, God's omnipresence, Raj Parikshit. So,
take it up.
Your pen drive. So, actually, rather than seeing these as static attributes, we can see them all as parts of God's purpose. Krishna's purpose is to help all living beings. And with whatever is required for helping all living beings, he uses that. So sometimes he brings his omniscience into play so that he can help someone. Sometimes he will bring the omnipotence in play so that he can help someone. But broadly speaking, Krishna doesn't interfere with our free will. And we always have the free will to make the right choices. To the extent we make the right choices, we will grow in our life. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.